Yeah, it has. I mean, it's frustrating again tonight. And if you just look at the last two fixtures, Gateshead and down here tonight, really, if we're honest, we should be 4 points better off. And when you look at the table, them 4 points can make a massive difference. But at the moment, it is frustrating, and tonight, more so than ever.
Harry has had the opportunity to falling behind to an early goal. Yeah, so it was a well-worked goal, but I'm sure you'll look at it defensively and say that the Harriers didn't pick up the runner. But to get back into the game in the way they did, and the positiveness out of that were 2 goals from Nathan Brissett.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's welcome for Nathan, because he's a lad who we brought in who's done fantastic, without the goal. So, scored took his 2 goals well tonight. So hopefully he can kick on. But yeah, the disappointing thing for me tonight was that we've come here and spoke about how Woking had set up, and we started slow and we didn't carry out that game plan. But I thought we created plenty of chances first half going forward, but just without the ball tonight. And if you look at their 2 goals, 2 sloppy goals, which, in all fairness, we haven't been conceding goals like that.
Penalty as well, Gary. Yeah, so there was talk in the press box. In our opinion, we thought Newton should have been walked for the foul on Ryan Rowe.
Well, again, in that situation, I mean, I can sit here and say you don't want to see anyone sent off. But in the game nowadays, that's just a straight red card. The guy's through on goal. It's a goal scoring position, and it's a red card, unfortunately. But I don't think he even booked him, did he? So that was a strange one. But that's how the ref saw it, I suppose.
And of course, Livorne not converting that opportunity, albeit I think he was overtaken by 7 Woking players as he went to stride up and take it.
Yeah, I mean, Lee's disappointed because obviously, you need to take your penalty chances when they come along, and the keepers guess right sometimes that happen. But in all fairness tonight, I thought Lee, did well and never let that affect him, and he did well on that right hand side, and I thought he kept the guy quiet on. They had two lively wingers, and I thought Vaughan, he come out of that, if you like, he come out of that situation well tonight in the rest of his game.
You look at the overall game so far in the conference, and Harry is going up a couple of places with a draw. We were saying, a couple of wins, not far off eighth. Positive goal difference could play into Harry's hands if they can get a run going.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously all that is important. You want a positive goal difference, and I think you started it with the word frustrating, and that's where we are at the moment. It is frustrating, that we're not converting the opportunities and getting 3 points. It's frustrating because when you look at the other results, we could be right up there in the mix. We think we still can. We're talking about having a run and getting up round about the playoffs. So every time we miss an opportunity like tonight, it's frustrating. And I'm frustrated. The gaffer's frustrated. The lads are frustrated. But the pussies are. We've come away again and not got beaten. We've gone up 2 places. And like you say, we're just a few points off being top eight. So we've just got to push on. But it is, it's been frustrating in the league for us at the minute.
And as a management duo, yourself and Steve Gary, you look at it and think, well, we've taken 8 draws,
Yeah.
in this run. Having started with 5 defeats, we've now had 8 draws.
Yeah.
It's a very fine divide, isn't it, from securing a victory or dropping 2 points.
It is, and we spoke about that afterwards. As I say, if you look at the last 2 weeks, a fine sort of decision making here and there would have seen us with 4 more points, but that's been the case all season in the 8 draws. I don't think really there's too many of them where we've come away and thought, well, we couldn't have won. But sometimes, with the majority of lads, a young group of players, it is a decision making, and it is sort of taking ownership, of a certain situation that he's going to see you through and win the game. And at the moment, that's what we've got to just keep working on. We're not coming and getting beat or looking sort of miles off it. We're just frustrated because, we're not winning games that we should be winning. And in all fairness, we've been used to being challenging right up there. So again, that word frustrating comes out.
And you look ahead, you've got Nuneaton Town on Saturday. It takes on massive importance now
Yeah.
for Kidderminster Harriers season.
Yeah, obviously we need to win, whether it's Nuneaton or whoever, at home we always look to win, and Saturday's no different. I mean, in all fairness, they're proving hard to beat. They've